Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
This is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Deep in the mountainous regions of southern Germany, there lies a secret. Behind armed guards and solid walls, aviation genius Willy Messerschmitt has a team toiling away at something deadly, something the world has never seen before. The Messerschmitt name is already synonymous with the most feared aircraft of the war. Whether propeller or jet-powered, they are a driving force for the Luftwaffe. Now, with enemy forces closing in, the mystery must be hidden before it is too late. Plans divvied up, designs buried deep. No one can know what is behind the doors of the secret factory. Part one.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for Wix Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the Wix Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. Wix wants to hear from you. Again, that's Wix Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Broadcasting loud and proud from the heart of the nation's capital, this is Warbird Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. Today is Tuesday, November 2nd, 2010, and I'm your host, Mike Chilson. We're glad you could be with us tonight, whether you're listening live or listening to the podcast after the fact. We appreciate you listening. The show's for you, so be sure and tune in any way you can, either live or with the podcast. We love hearing what you think about the show and your ideas and suggestions, so be sure and let us know. Tonight is going to be kind of an interesting show. I'm bringing our buddy Matt Jolly in with us tonight, and we are going to have a shop talk session. How you doing tonight, Matt?
Oh, Michael, I'm doing wonderful tonight. I have some old music playing here in the studio, and ready to get down to winter building. I'm telling you, it's that season, you know? Balsa wood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I smell it. I can already smell the wood, you know?
Oh, I know.
The glue. Before long, it'll be snow on the ground, and modelers excited about what's coming out and what they're building. So I'm excited. I'm really excited. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I'm kind of going through what you're saying. It's starting to get a little cooler outside, and I'm having this need to like go cut some balsa wood.
Yeah, go stand on an airplane. I tell you, it's good stuff.
Yeah. So did you get out and vote today?
I did indeed, Michael.
Good for you. I hope everyone that's listening was able to get out and vote or do an absentee ballot and do your civic duty, because that's what keeps this country going.
Amen. God bless America, Michael.
Absolutely. now we got that out of the way.
Yeah, there you go. That's your political correspondent for the night tonight.
That's right. Yep. I want to open the phone lines tonight, folks. Tonight I want to hear from you, and I'd like to hear what you're going to be working on this winter, whether it's a carryover project from last year like mine, or if it's something new, or if you have anything you want to throw out there or discuss or announce, heck, give us a call. 478-787-4768. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep.
Or you can Skype us on Warbird Radio, or shoot us an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com.
That's right.
It's that easy.
Yeah, you know? That easy. I wish. Yeah, there you go.
You know, I want to kind of jump into something here. I was looking through the November issue of Model Aviation, the AMA magazine, mm-hmm. and they actually had a pretty darn good article on electronic speed controls. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's pretty in depth. Yeah, it's some good reading material in the library.
Now, is it easy enough that I can understand it, Mike? Because you know, I'm not. I mean.
Well, look, if I can understand it.
Okay, good point. So, it's so easy a caveman can do it, right? So,
a redneck can do it.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
So, but you know, it was a great article. I was really impressed. And guy's name is very interesting. His name is Lee Estingloy, which is really, really interesting. But he did an excellent job. It's probably about a 5-page article. And he explains all the components inside there, how things work, and if you're really considering getting into electrics, this is a great article to read.
Give the magazine one more time.
It's Model Aviation, which is the magazine we all receive in the United States who are members of the AMA.
Right.
And it's the November issue.
The November issue. I'm looking at the October issue, but I'm kind of behind the times, so...
Yeah, so but it's a great article. I'd really encourage everyone to read it who's interested in electrics at any level. So that seems to be the magic piece that people always seem to burn out or burn up or
I'm looking at the October issue, and Paul Letourneau has a great 1/5 scale Panshido B25 in there.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty
cool. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Kind of partial. I wonder if Larry's flying it. It doesn't. Probably not. They probably don't have a model of Larry or Paul or anybody
else. You need to take a picture of Larry and send it to him.
I should.
Model the pilot after.
Do you have Paul's email? And I'll do that. That's pretty funny.
We'll get old Lyle Vassar at Perfect Pilots to make a...
Yeah. Make one of Larry and the guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
There you go. So that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, that would be funny. What are you drinking tonight in the shop, Mike? Anything good? Got a cup of coffee there?
I just have me... No. You know, I have my adult beverage handy here.
Hold on a second. You talk amongst yourselves for a second. Don't call in, but hold on. I'll be right back, Mike.
There's no telling where he went.
No,
you know,
I
guess he had to go get his drink.
I'm getting something right here. I wanted you to hear this.
This
is still on the desk from this morning. You know what this is? You hear that? That's the sound of an rcscalebuilder.com coffee mug.
Right there.
Yeah, that right here. I don't want to chip it, but yeah. And there's still a little coffee in it from this morning. But, man, thank you for the gift. rcscalebuilder.com. You can get your very own coffee mug. That has a picture of my Uncle Sam and your Uncle Sam right on the back of it. It says, "What have you done for RC Scale lately?"
Mike, that's right.
I ask you that question every Tuesday morning.
There you go.
Thank you for the coffee mug.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for the shirts.
My pleasure. And folks, you can get yours on RC Scale Builder under the RC Scale Builder store. We have the T-shirts and mugs available.
They're nice. Great. They're not like sissy coffee mugs that you can only get like a shot out of. These are manly coffee mugs, Mike. I got to hand it to you. These are good.
Yeah, and they're pretty heavy duty.
They are
really large, fits big hands. You know.
Yep. Yep.
It's a great coffee mug. So
it is a great coffee. It made in Thailand, by the way.
Absolutely.
Not anywhere else. But Thailand's where all the great coffee mugs come from these days, Mike.
That's what I hear.
Good stuff. So I'm glad that. It's a lovely coffee mug. Thank you for sending it to me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
It's the sound of freedom right there.
You know, something else I wanted to talk about tonight, and I'd like to get some feedback from people listening on this. You know, I've been thinking about our theme song. And, you know, I like the theme song we have, but, you know, I think what I want to start doing is about once a year change that up just to freshen things up a little bit.
I have your theme song for you, Mike.
Yeah, I know you do.
I really do. I have it for you. Anytime you want it, you just say the word, and we'll play it for you.
What is it? Is it the Montgomery Flea Market song?
No. Michael, I would never do that for you. I would never do that. You just say the word, and we'll play it for you.
Well, what I would like to do.
You wanted to hear? Okay. Oh, you want to hear it? Okay. Yeah, I'll be. I'll
yes,
be
yes.
It.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, here you go. Mike Jolson sings. Yeah, here we go. There you go.
All the
You like that?
You know, there's something not right about you. Yeah. I can't put my finger on it, but, you know.
No, here you go. There's so many songs out there. Which one do you want to hear?
Well, you know, what I want to do is I want to get our listeners to give us some feedback on this. So here's what I'd like you to do if you're listening tonight. Think about what a good instrumental song that you like, an instrumental version of a song, or, you know, anything.
Not the Wonder Woman song? Come on.
No Wonder Woman song, okay. Please.
Okay. All right. All right.
No, and no rap, please. Okay. I'm sorry. I cannot handle that. But
good Lord. Chills and so many stipulations. I mean, you know.
That's right. That's right.
I would love to
hear from you guys about what you would like to
just
hear.
Just open it up to everybody. Just open it
that's
up.
That's right. Anything
rap,
you want to send in.
I mean, whatever
in.
You want to send in. Now, this is my vote for the December issue. I still think this is the best one going. This is so
here
you.
Come the holidays.
Yeah.
Eggnog and mayonnaise. It's time for chips and dip. Shrimp on a stick till your pants don't fit.
You know.
Hooray for the holidays.
Yep, that's you, Mike. That is so you right there. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's
well,
you.
For a long time, I wondered why you wanted me to do this show so bad. Now I know.
Now you know. Now you know.
So I can be your kicking board.
Now
I understand all right. completely.
All right. So all kidding aside, so
yes.
They can vote via email.
Yeah. What I'd like you to do is just send us an email. You can either use the live@rcscalebuilder.com. email address.
Okay.
You can just click on the contact us on Warbird Radio, or you can click on the contact us on RC Scale Builder. And if you have a suggestion, I would love to hear it. And we're going to try and collect these. And I'm going to do a post about this too.
That's cool.
And we're going to get as many ideas as we can from you guys. And whoever song we pick is going to get a t-shirt.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Here's a suggestion sent in by Dave. No, that's a good one. I don't think so, though. What do you think?
Nah,
California?
Don't think so.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Don't think so.
Well, they can send them in all night tonight, or they can call in. The phone lines are open tonight, guys, by the way, 478-787-4768 with Mike Chilson tonight, the original California...
Well, you know, Dino just wrote in and he said Alan Parsons is some good stuff.
There you go.
So see, that's what we're looking for. We want people with ideas and suggestions. Thanks for that, Dino.
Get her done, Dino.
Yeah, I've got my own idea. Would you like to hear what my idea is?
What would your idea be, Mike?
Here it is.
Please tell me. Giddy up.
All right, wait for it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Herb Albert. Yeah, good stuff.
A little Spanish flea.
Yeah,
Herb
I love
Albert.
It. I love that. Herb Albert. I have that album somewhere.
Yeah, what a great
song.
That's kind of what we're looking for, just to give you folks some ideas.
Yeah, horrible music.
It doesn't have to be in that genre, but, you know, anything. So just think about that tonight, and if you get an idea, do like Dino did and pop us an email and let us know what it is. And I'm going to do a thread about this, too. But whoever's music we pick, we're going to send you a free
t-shirt.
You
get the t-shirt. So, and I'll throw in an Aero Cinema DVD. You want to go to the phones? Let's go to the phones. What do you say?
Let's go to the phones. Yep.
Caller, you're on the air.
Well, hello, guys. This is Mike Callahan calling from South Lebanon, Ohio.
Hey, Mike, how are you tonight?
Oh, not too bad. You guys getting along okay?
Man, if I was any better, I'd be Matt Jolly.
Yeah, if I was any better, I'd be Mike Chilson for sure tonight. But
okay.
Yep.
Well, I tell you what, I've been giving some thought to your question about theme music, and I don't have a clue as far as music, but I'll tell you what would be if it don't have to be music necessarily. I was thinking something along the lines of a startup and a flyby of something with a Rolls Royce Merlin in it.
Oh, now you're talking.
Well, now you know that's an idea. Yeah, that's a great idea, Mike. Absolutely. And you know what? I'll put you down for that because that is a viable suggestion. Yeah. Absolutely.
This is Mike's show. But are you sure not like a Fiat 500 or something? You think
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know. Well, okay.
You hear how he treats me, Mike, right?
You know, that could be a Mustang, a Spitfire, or a Mosquito now.
I like that, though. That's a good idea.
That is a great idea, Mike. I really appreciate that. We appreciate you calling. So what are you working on this winter?
Well, I'm working on all kinds. You mentioned ongoing projects, new stuff. I've got all of the above.
I understand.
Like a lot of us, I guess. The main project right now, I'm working on a Balsa USA SPAD.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on it about a month. Yeah, I've been on it about a month, actually. And I don't know. I don't think I'm going to have it ready for the Southern Dawn Patrol.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think that would be tight.
It'll be tight.
But you know what's interesting about that, Mike?
What's that?
Is Santa Claus is bringing me one of those kits.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
I talked to someone who built one, and they absolutely love the kit. They said it looks really nice. They had a few mods they did to it, but we'll see. But I love that airplane. It's always been one of my favorite World War One airplanes. And you know, these guys have been pressuring me to get one so I can come to the Southern Dawn Patrol. So I guess I'm gonna have to do one for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've made the offer before. I've got a couple I'm gonna bring with me, and so if you show up there, you'll have an airplane to fly.
Well, Mike, me and my buddy Jason are going to come down this year for sure.
Cool.
Probably the night. So we'll be there Friday and Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely get to meet you and shake hands while we're down there.
Well, that's great. It'd be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Same here, buddy. I appreciate, by the way, I appreciate your support on the site and appreciate all the information you put out there for people.
Oh, no sweat, man. That's just, your site's probably the best RC magazine going.
I appreciate that. That means a lot to me, more than you realize.
All right, Mike. Well, I'll get out there and let someone else chime in.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, Micah.
No problem.
Really appreciate it.
Good night now. Good night now. Well, you have such nice callers. Why don't they call up and they like throw stuff at me half the time?
That's because you throw stuff at people.
I do.
You're not nice to them like I am. I'm just kidding. Hey, we got another email in from buddy Alan Oliver.
Oh, yeah. How's Alan doing?
Yeah, he's doing good. He says, what about the old instrumental Swinging Gates? I cannot think of who did it, but it was all synthesized.
Swinging
Gates. We'll look that one up, Alan.
Yeah, we will.
Swinging Gates.
We'll put the RC Scale Builder Research department
team
on.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, super. So, you know, those guys... I really like hanging out with those World War One guys, you know, the two Johns and Dale and all those fellas. And, you know, they're just really nice fellas. So, I got to get a World War One airplane. It's just, it's a moral imperative at this point.
Yeah. That's right. I think so.
So.
I haven't been to that. Well, I have. I went down and it was a wonderful event. Down there at Hodges. Of course, Gail Throne will be there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
The two Johns and everybody else will be down there. Should be a good time, though.
You know, I'm still jealous that Gail got Rosie instead of me.
You didn't want her. I wanted her,
but I couldn't take her.
Well,
I know.
See. But
that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. She went to a great home, I know.
Yeah. So. Oh, no, she did. Gail, in fact, I talked to Gail the other night, and he said she was doing great, so...
That's good. That's good. Well, okay, folks. Well, this show's about you, so let's hear from you. We'd love for you to call in. You know, we got a couple of topics going. We're talking about what we're building this winter. We're talking about a possible new theme song for the show. And I would love to get your opinion on how you hide control surfaces. Control mechanisms, such as instead of using bell cranks instead of using horns and exposed servos, how do you hide your control mechanisms? I use something called the rotary drive system, and those of you who are regulars on the site know what I'm talking about because I've posted this for a long time. And what I thought was really funny is in the AMA magazine. They're actually talking about that system now. So
go over that. How does that work?
Well, it's really simple. What it is, let's take an aileron, for example, okay? You have a pocket that goes into the leading edge of the aileron, which is probably an eighth of an inch tall by an inch wide. Okay. And it's made out of G10 and Formica, so it's really durable. You glue it in there. And then there's a rod that basically the servo lies with the spindle facing the rear of the wing toward the control surface. And there's a coupler mechanism, and then there's a rod that goes back to the aileron, and then there's a 45-degree angle to the side that sits inside the pocket.
Yeah.
So when the aileron, when the servo turns, it makes the aileron go up and down with that angled arm.
I see. And concealing it inside the wing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So you have no exposed control mechanisms. Yeah.
Let's take a call. You want to take a call real quick?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's take a call. Good evening, caller. You're on the RC Scale Builder Show.
Well, good evening. This is Danny Bush.
Danny Bush. Man, how are you doing this morning, I should say?
Oh, well, it's evening here. I'm in Buenos Aires.
Oh, you're... See, man, I can't keep up with you. You're all over the place.
I was listening to your... Well, I just got in, actually. We just got back from eating. I just got that you were talking about hiding control mechanisms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did something. I was trying to do an RDS system on my P40 build. Unfortunately, halfway into the build, I discovered the P40 has freezer ailerons and RDS won't work on that.
Right.
So I made something myself. I hit the control horn inside the thickness of the ailerons.
Okay.
You can see it on the thread, though. I made pictures. I think it's quite a nice way to do that. Because I also don't like to see the control mechanisms on the outside, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It, to me, that really makes or breaks a scale model, you know.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, of course. But so what are you doing where are you off to next? Maybe that should be the appropriate question.
Well, the next flight is going to be to L.A.
Mm. So you're heading to Lower Alabama, huh?
Exactly.
No, seriously, I'm glad you got to spend some time with Ron when you were in Houston not too long ago.
Oh, that was so much fun. He recommended a very good book to me by what's his name again? The guy that always flies at Reno with the incredible no-engine show. What's his name again?
Oh, Bob Hoover.
Oh, yeah. What a brilliant book. I bought it right after he told me he got it. What a brilliant book.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bob Hoover's, he's a character. Or you know, he was probably one of the big pioneers in aviation, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
What
the adventures
film.
He had in the book, incredible. The things he did, wow.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, there's a lot of great books out there about these guys. And Ron and I talk about that a lot, about different books that we read and so forth. And it's amazing. I mean, it really is some of the history you can learn. And to me, that's part of the fun of the hobby, you know?
True, yeah.
Well, super. Well, Danny, thank you so much for calling in. And you know what? Man, what can I say other than I appreciate your support and appreciate you calling in and touching base with us from all over the world.
Oh, I love to do that, man. I try to listen as much as possible live. It doesn't always work, but the podcasts are good.
Well, good. I'm glad you're enjoying them and appreciate you participating. So you're working on the P40 this winter, right?
Yeah, still, it's because of them. Well, I got a son 9 months ago, and now my girlfriend made me a deadline for May next year, then the second kid is going to be born, so I got to finish the P40 before then, because after that, there's no more time.
Hey, Danny, you know they know what causes that now.
No, tell me.
You know they know what causes that making babies thing, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a problem I've had for a while.
I understand. All right, pal. Well, look, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it.
All righty, man.
Thank you.
Bye.
Man, it's always great to hear from him.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. He said, my girlfriend's giving me a deadline.
Danny, buddy, I think you gave yourself a deadline.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what Danny. I think.
Poor Danny. Well.
Oh, me. So anyway, man, what a great call. So we're talking about the rotary drive system. There are about 10 different ways to hide those control mechanisms, and it's really interesting to see how different people come up with different things on the site. And so yeah, you know, if anybody would like to call in and discuss that, the lines are open, 478-787-4768. And I promise I won't let Matt Jolly make fun of you.
Okay? I would never do that. I can't believe you'd suggest that, Mr. Gilson. Good Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay for him to make fun of me. My bad.
Mike's feelings have gotten hurt. I apologize.
Not at all.
I apologize to you, Mr. Gilson.
Not at
now,
all.
Let me play some more Wonder Woman music here as I get over there.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, here we go. Oh, my goodness.
So you know what? Someone's made a comment about you and I being on the radio together.
Oh.
They called us Laurel and Hardy, and I'm not
Laurel
quite sure.
Laurel and Hardy?
Yeah, oh. You know. Oh. I thought that was kind of inappropriate because we talk too much, you know.
Which one would I be?
I don't know. I guess you'd be Laurel, and I would, yeah. You know.
Yeah, maybe.
Be all in. I don't know. So
I don't know. This is
called the medium sketch.
Mm.
The medium sketch?
Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't rare, and it certainly wasn't well done.
Oh, boy. That's Ryan and Zane right there, I think. The old men from the Muppets, but yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the RDS system sounds like an interesting way to do it. I wonder if I could incorporate that on my Park Zone P-51 winter project.
You know, actually, you could.
I probably could. I could probably have a really nice flight. You know, I talked to a guy named Craig Tender, who's an aviation artist, the other day, and he was telling me that he's really into the foamies now. He's getting into them, and, you know, he always does them up, but I guess you could probably do that even on a even on a Park Zone. So.
You know, I saw someone take one of the Alpha model. I think it was an LA-7.
Yeah.
And it was an ejection foam. And they took balsa filler and covered the entire, all the parts with it and sanded it down smooth and then sprayed it with, you know, Model Master paints. And it looked incredible.
Really?
I mean, it looked like a plastic model. It was incredible.
But it could fly still.
Absolutely, absolutely. It really looked good. But so, you know, it's amazing what we have to work with in the hobby today. It really is. You know, I look back at these guys like our buddy Dave Platt, you know, who had to, like, melt styrofoam to make dope, you know, that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, you're absolutely right.
And glue, you know.
Yeah.
So
Dave would have to slaughter a horse once a month just to.
That's right. That's right.
Just to get the hooves. Yeah.
Walk uphill in the snow both ways.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's the way it goes. You know.
Oh man.
Oh, I wanted to kind of throw something out there. You know, the Warbird Information Exchange show, the Wix show here on Warbird Radio. Sometimes they do the Wix After Hours.
Yeah.
Well, I am working up a RCSB After Hours.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I already have someone lined up for that. They know who they are because I've been discussing it with them.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some fun with that.
I think you should. That'll be good.
Yeah, so, you know, your idea about that is spot on. We're gonna do that and do it real soon, as a matter of fact. So we'll see how that goes. We'll have some fun with it.
All right.
But anyway, folks, we'd love to hear from you before the break. Give us a call at 478-787-4768, and let's talk about what you're working on this winter. Or if you're down under, which I know it's morning there, give us a call and let us know what you're flying. I know that the Tamora, there's a contest coming up in Australia. The Tamora Invitational, that's it. And that will be, I'm pulling up the date right now, November 5th, 6th, and 7th at Tamora Regional Airport in New South Wales. And our buddy John Rolfe, he's the head of that organization, the New South Wales Scale Association, I believe is what the name of their organization is. But they have a fabulous contest down there. It's kind of like our Top Gun, and very interesting. I'd love to go see that sometime. Those guys. The problem is I think I would be drunk on beer the entire time I was down there.
You might be.
Yeah. I, you know. So it's probably not a good idea to go. Yeah. On second thought, but But anyway, so we're looking forward to hearing from that and seeing how some of our RCS beers do there. I know several of them are going to that and have been invited, so that's kind of a big deal. But we'll talk more about some more events a little bit after the break. But
all right. Well, should we take the break?
Why don't we go ahead and take a break, all right. And when we come back, we'll get Dave Mahaffey on the phone.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's try out some more theme songs. You want to as we go to break here?
Let's do it, bud.
Let's just see. Okay, here we go.
For your friends and my friends and my friends.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I'm thinking that's a no, Mike.
That's, I think so, too.
I'm thinking that's a no.
This has been a nice time for me. This year, I have made 55 years teaching in this town.
Oh, wow.
And for the students on this show tonight, go to the First United Methodist Church. That includes me. The First United Methodist Church, Reverend Jones, Bill Jones, right. Opened our show last time.
Okay. Just get to the song, lady. Get to the song.
So John Dacre's here.
Oh.
Bob Spencer. Michelle,
this should be a really good one, Mike.
First United Methodist Church.
You know.
John is going to sing a song.
They're going to sing, I promise you.
Christ the Lord is risen today.
Oh, here we go.
I know, I've seen this.
Here we go. Okay. Here we go. This is going to be good.
My name is John Dacre.
Oh, just sing the song. Here we go.
Is risen today. Hallelujah.
Oh, well, okay. All right. Well, I'm thinking still probably a no. Well, the intent is good, but I'm thinking no. All right, send your theme songs in, and we'll...
We're gonna be right back in a few minutes and see if Matt totally slaughtered the show with that.
If the lightning doesn't strike, okay. We'll be right back after this.
Stick around.
Yeah, bye.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
This is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show. If you're interested in radio-controlled scale models, join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our live show. We'll be covering the latest news in RC Scale and have some great interviews every week. That's every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. with rebroadcast throughout the week, the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Deep in the mountainous regions of southern Germany, there lies a secret. Behind armed guards and solid walls, aviation genius Willy Messerschmitt has a team toiling away on something deadly, something the world has never seen before. The Messerschmitt name is already synonymous with the most feared aircraft of the war. Whether propeller or jet-powered, they are a driving force for the Luftwaffe. Now, with enemy forces closing in, mystery must be hidden before it is too late. Plans divvied up, designs buried deep. No one can know what is behind the doors of the secret factory. Part one.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
We're so close to the Pentagon. Sometimes they ask us to get the coffee. This is Warbird Radio.
There we are. Now we're back. Gosh, I couldn't hit the unmute button.
I was like, Mike, any time now, Mike.
Welcome back to the RC Skill Builder show, folks. We're just running amok tonight.
Yeah, having fun tonight, that's for sure.
Having a good time though. That's what this is all about. And this show's for you guys. So be sure and give some feedback or call in and participate. We love doing this show for you guys, and we love it when you call in and tell us what's going on. But right now, we're going to do our Inside RC Scale Builder segment with Mr. Dave Mahaffey. Good evening, Dave. How are you?
What are you guys up to tonight?
We're running them up, Matt. We're running them up.
That's what I've been listening to, apparently.
Yeah, you know, so.
So, Dave, seriously, any theme song choices tonight for Mike and the fellow listeners at RC Scale Builder?
What was that, a Riding Dirty? Is
it? See, now you're talking. I like that. I like that. I can see
Chilson going down the road listening to that.
Yeah, I could too. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I like that song, Mike. That's a good one for you.
So what you got for us tonight, Dave?
Well, tonight I have a great one for the World War One guys. They'll love this. If you go to the Proctor Enterprises forum, there's a gentleman by the name of Mike Keegan, or Kagan. And what's great about this thread is he's a first-time scale builder, so to speak, in RC, and Mike. And his project, he started, I believe, earlier this year in February. And he's building a Sopwith strutter.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And like I said, it's his first attempt, and he's getting a lot of good help from a lot of experienced builders. And between what he's posting and the help he's getting from the other guys, it's a really great thread to check out.
Huh. Well, we'll definitely get that posted and let folks take a look at it and see what's on there. You know, the reason we do this segment, folks, is because there's some really high-profile threads out there that everybody knows about on the site. But then there's some really good ones that are not quite so high-profile, but we want to make you aware of them so you can check them out, because there's some really good information in these threads. And Dave spends a fair amount of time looking through the threads, trying to find good threads that are educational, entertaining, and just have some good information in them.
Why has my Park Zone thread never been featured on there, Mike? I don't understand that. I'm so crushed. A fella can only work so hard before his feelings just get tattered, you know?
Well, so. You know, I don't even know what to say to that. For once, Mike Chilson is speechless,
yeah,
okay?
I thought so.
Uh-huh. You ought to put... What is that? Wild Plains covering that guy has.
Yeah. Oh, now that's a good idea, Dave.
Yeah. You ought to use some of that on that Park Zone there.
Yeah. Just smear it all on there.
That liquid mask.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That'd be
not
good.
Liquid mask, but liquid plastic or whatever.
Liquid sheeting. Yeah.
Liquid sheeting. That's it. Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah. There you go, man. Cover that thing up and sand it, man. I tell you what, you'd have a Reno racer.
I would. I might. Could beat a brick on the way down from the building, probably. But
exactly. Exactly. So do you go up on top of your building and fly around?
Wish I could, but you know, we're in the I would probably be shot at if I did that.
So. Yeah, probably so. Yeah, probably
we are in the
zone.
Flight restricted zone. Yeah, right here.
So. Yes.
Yeah, in the freeze. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think they'd like that too much over at DCA. But
yeah, for those of you that are wondering, Mahaffey does not live in a jungle, but he does have a bird.
Did you hear that?
Yes, we hear. We hear everything, including you tapping on the desk.
It's evidently an angry bird, I think. Maybe.
I think so. I think it is.
Yeah, like a pterodactyl.
It doesn't like David talking on the... The
doesn't
mic,
like it at
it
all.
Is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Good Lord.
Well, Dave, thanks for coming on the show, buddy. We really appreciate it. And I'll post that information in the episode guide, episode thread on RC Scale Builder. And you folks can check it out.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks again, Dave. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, guys.
Take care.
We'll see you next time, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
I like that. Riding Dirty. That'd be good.
Riding Dirty. Yeah. That'd
be good for you. Building dirty.
That's right. So now, before we move along, I would love to get another call from someone and let us know what you're working on this winter. And because otherwise, I'm going to have to listen to Matt Jolly for another 20 minutes.
Byron sent this song in, and I think this could be
okay.
Good. Ready? Here we go. I mean, this is kind of like, you know, this sums up Chilson at the RC Scale Builder Show, I think.
Yeah.
Mirrored sunglasses.
The danger zone.
Yeah. 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 You, or we could play the song from the beach volleyball scene. So it's your choice. Yeah. But Byron, thanks for sending in that. That's always a, that could always be. I don't know.
Any it's great. Other, I, yeah. Oh, hey, you know. Yeah, there you go. We'll take it. It's an idea.
Yeah, it's an idea. So, okay. That goes in. And,
all right.
Put Riding Dirty down, Mike. Put that down.
Riding Dirty by Mahaffey. I got it.
There you go. There you go. All right. I wonder what Ron Berg would suggest. What do you think Ron would want?
Ron's a bit of a country music fan, you know, so I don't know.
Well, we'll have to see.
We'll have to ask him that. Yeah. We'll have to ask him that.
Okay, we'll ask Ron next time he comes on. And then we'll ask Dave Platt, too.
Yeah. Dave Platt will say smoke on the water.
Well, hey, there you go. Are you going to put a trivia question out there tonight?
I am. Do we want to go ahead and do it now?
Well, why not? You know, why not put it out there and let guys start thinking about it?
Well, okay, that's a great idea. Tonight's trivia question is brought to you by Meister Scale and our good buddy Dino DiGiorgio. If you answer the question correctly tonight, you will win two bottles of CA, one of thin, one of medium, of Zap Glue.
Yeah.
And we'll send you an Arrow Cinema preview DVD.
Awesome. Where is Dino? Why hasn't Dino called in lately? We need to get him on.
You know, Dino's calling in. He's kind of like this gang. He's the gangster of RC Scale Building, you know?
I guess so.
I'm just kidding. He's actually one of the nicest guys in this hobby, believe it or not. Yeah. So
for a gangster. Yeah.
For a gangster, you know. Yeah, but but anyway, let's get into the trivia question.
It sounds good, Michael.
The question, this is actually a pretty easy one. So
say that every time.
I know you got a copy of it, don't you? Yes, you do.
I have it open, though. Okay, give it to us.
What was the total number of Westland Lysanders produced? What was the total number of Westland Lysanders produced?
Okay.
One of my favorite airplanes, and probably one of the ugliest airplanes ever made, but definitely a favorite of mine. So this is kind of a personal favorite of mine. So
I'll give you that.
Love to hear from you. What was the total number of Westland Lysanders produced? Give us a call at 478-787-4768. You can Skype us at Warbird Radio or send your email to live@rcscalebuilder.com or any complaints you can send to Matt at Warbird Radio.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you tonight if you think you know the answer.
Yeah.
And heck, win some free glue. You know, we all use that stuff. And Danny Bush emailed in with an answer. It was 118, and unfortunately, that's incorrect.
Oh. I bet Dino knows what it is. If he'd call in tonight, I bet he knows what it is, though.
You know, let me tell you a funny story about Dino and my.
But he can't win. I mean, like, what he's going to do, Mel?
That's right.
Himself.
Yeah, that's right. Let me tell you a funny story about Dino and my selection of favorite airplanes.
Oh, boy.
A buddy of ours, Todd Burley, was talking about doing one of those Arado 240s, and Dino goes, man, you like those ugly airplanes like Chilson does. That's exactly what he said.
Ugly airplanes like Chilson does.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, exactly.
I love it. Well, that's funny. That, you know what? You're building. You're going to finish up the Aranca.
The Blanca.
Yeah. And then after that, you'll start working on something.
Well, I'll be finishing up the P-51A
that you've been working on. And then
after that, I'm going to be starting a Kawanishi George.
Oh, okay. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
What's Mitch going to be building this winter? You got any ideas? We haven't heard from Mitch in so long.
People, I want to tell everybody something about Mitch, okay? I want to rat Mitch out right now, okay?
Has he been on the Home Shopping Network again?
I want everyone to go to the Shop Webcams page on RC Scale Builders under Community, and I want you to scroll down till you come to Mitch's webcam. And I want you to look at that pig pen of a workshop he has.
Oh, my God.
Listen, no, I'm not joking. I want you to go look at it, Matt. He has a pile of stuff on his bench. I mean, literally, it's piled up 6 inches tall. And then there's a framed wing sitting on top of all of it.
Yeah. Well,
But what the irony of this is right above him is David Hiles, who is absolutely the most anal person in the world and like lines up his pencils. So, you know, I keep waiting to get a call from David Hiles saying, can you move my webcam away from Mitch's son? And as a tie into that, Alan Oliver wrote in and he said he thought that the Danger Zone song fits Mitch's shop cam better.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go. Okay.
Right. So be sure and check that out. That's pretty funny on the webcam page.
I'll have to look at that.
We give Mitch a hard time about it, but we love Mitch. He's a great guy, and we miss him here on the show for sure.
Yeah, well, hopefully he'll be back soon. So,
So we haven't got any calls for
nope,
the trivia?
Nope, no calls on the trivia question. Nobody,
man, I tell you
nobody
what.
Knows about your ugly airplane and how many Westland Lysanders were built. Half of them probably don't even know what the hell it is, Mike. As you're like,
you're probably right about that.
big airplane though, with you know giant wheel pants and the big high wing airplane though, pretty airplane.
Yeah, absolutely, big airplane for sure.
It is a big.
And airplane. You know what? We actually have a winner. Merlin Graves just emailed in, and Merlin, I can't believe you didn't pick up the phone and call us.
He's probably got glue on his hands, Mike.
You know,
he's probably
this is,
building a wing tonight. And
he's building a huge airplane right now. But Merlin got the answer correct. What was the total number of Westland Lysanders produced?
126.
1,786. Correct answer, Merlin. You will be getting
1,786.
1,786. You'll be getting some Zap CA glue and a DVD preview, AeroCinema DVD. Awesome. In the mail shortly.
You have a call coming in right now, too. You want to take the call?
We do? Yeah, let's take it.
Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
I know who that is. That's Merlin.
Hey, how you doing?
I can't believe you didn't call in first, buddy.
I couldn't find my phone.
Well,
it was buried in Boston.
I believe that. Tell everybody what you're building right now.
I'm building a quarter-scale Beach Starship 2008.
Say that scale again. Quarter-scale?
Quarter-scale.
Holy
cow. Beach Starship.
Yeah.
164-inch wingspan.
Good Lord, Merlin. 164-inch wingspan.
Yep. Two DA-85 pushers.
So how many forests is that going to take?
How many what?
How many trees is that going to take to
1,786.
That's what I thought. Yeah, good Lord. That's
hey,
awesome.
Merlin, do me a favor and email me your mailing address so I can send you this. I'm going to send you enough glue that might glue two of those ribs of yours.
I was going to say, will that put down one piece of sheeting or is that...
Yeah, I mean, as big as that thing is.
Wow.
I'll take it. I've already got 3
8-ounce
bottles, so.
Man, I really appreciate you listening tonight, and I know everybody's enjoying watching you on your shop cam.
Having a good time doing it.
And also, while I have you on the air, I want to comment on your fashion sense, too.
Oh, yeah, well, hey, I'm a man of the hour, you know.
I called Merlin up. Was it last weekend, sometime last week, I don't remember when it was, but he answered the phone and he had the shop cam on. And he's got a live feed to his shop, so you're watching him. And he walks over and grabs the phone and picks it up and answers. I said, I just wanted to tell you, I really like those red shoes you're wearing.
Those are my red clogs, or not clogs, Crocs.
Man, I tell you what, you know, you're styling up there. So
right,
is it cold there yet?
The shop. What?
Is it cold up there yet?
No. In fact, it's going to be 60 tomorrow. I'm going to be out flying tomorrow.
Oh, well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah. Well, buddy, I sure do appreciate you calling in and shoot me your mailing address, and I'll get that right up to you, okay?
Will do. Send that to overnight, would you? I need it.
What? I tell you what, we may take pity on you and put an extra set in there for you.
Yeah, I think
about
you should.
Hey, anything is appreciated, believe me.
There you go.
Take it easy, you
Thanks, Merlin.
Thanks for the call.
Oh, that's too funny, Mike.
What a nice fella.
What a great guy, old Merlin Graves there. 164 inches.
Man, this thing is huge. I mean, it is huge. He's got the center section framed up, Matt, and it looks like a giant boogie board. I mean, you, Merlin, myself, and one other person could lay on it.
Could lay on it and go, yeah, I bet.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's huge. Yeah. But he likes the big airplanes, yeah, that's
does.
For sure. So.
He does. He's not afraid to fly them either. Boy, Merlin.
No, sir. No, sir.
Gets them out there and goes, that's for sure. Wow. Boy, that's great news, though. That's awesome. I'm glad he called in tonight. It always makes my day when we hear from Merlin. And he won the trivia question tonight.
Yeah. What a great guy, though. I mean, I definitely consider him one of my good flying buddies, and always enjoy seeing him. So.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, that was fun. That was fun to have him on the program tonight. Good stuff.
Yeah. So what have you got going on now? You know, let's tell everybody who may not be listening in the mornings, and if you're not, you should be, to the Warbird Radio Live Show, what you got going on this weekend.
Well, I'll tell you, tomorrow is going to be an interesting show. A lot of guys are going to enjoy this one, because tomorrow Ryan Short is on. Ryan is an expert when it comes to L-Birds. He flies for the San Antonio Liaison Squadron, which is a group that really keeps these old L-Birds around. And in fact, a gentleman who is very active with that squadron used to own the airplane that I own today. And some number of years ago, we learned through the records. But Ryan is on tomorrow with sort of an overview of L-Birds. And there's a new series that has just debuted on L-Birds. And Ryan, I'm sure, will tell us about that, too. So.
Well, I'm sorry, but the U.S. Army just invaded my
home. Yeah, so I thought. So the helicopter going overhead there, but Ryan will be on tomorrow and talking about that kind of stuff. And then Mark Roach is also going to be on this week. In fact, we're doing the interview right after the show tonight. So
good stuff.
And Mark discovered a Hellcat. There was sort of, I don't know if I can say who they thought it was, but there was a lot of suspicion that they thought it could have been a very famous fighter pilot who was flying the airplane that Mark discovered a few years ago while on vacation, on a diving vacation. But anyway, we're still waiting to see who this Marine Corps pilot was that was buried underneath the remains of a Grumman Wildcat. And Mark will be telling us that story. So good stuff. You've seen the pictures. That's, of course, coming up later this week. So good
stuff. Well, that's super. And you're going to be flying down to an air show this weekend, right?
Yeah, I'm taking the L2, headed down to the Monroe Air Show, which is Warriors and Warbirds Air Show. And if you are in the area, folks, come on down and say hello. Man, is that a fun air show. There's a lot of listeners in the North Carolina, South Carolina area that really ought to come out to this.
Oh, absolutely.
It is. I'm telling you, Mike, it's the Warbird Air Show, man. It's all it is. It's just nothing but warbirds. Good stuff. Good people. A lot of fun. And the hangar dance on Saturday night's always a blast. I'm looking forward to that.
So when are you going to get some instrumentation in that, some radios in that airplane?
I'm taking it out. Are you kidding me? I'm taking what I, you know, if you fly that thing by the seat of your pants, Mike, you really do.
No, what I'm saying is you need to get some radio equipment in there so that you can come down here.
So I can talk to people?
No, so you can come down here and land in our airport.
Well, that'd be fun. Hey, we'll see.
You know, and then the airline pilots can complain to you about you taking so long.
Well, you know what's funny about that? This weekend, in fact, I was talking to the guys in the hangar right beside me. Mm-hmm. There was a fellow from out of town flying in, and he called left downwind, whatever. And I was up on the other end of the field, and I thought, well, okay, I'll just land behind this guy. And I waited, and I waited, and I thought, good Lord, what is – what is going on? I'm in the pattern, you know, and I'm still looking. There's nobody in the pattern. And I said, traffic calling Orange County. I said, we're in the pattern now, waiting to land. We'll land behind you. Can you update your position? He said, oh, yeah, just out turning base. And I looked out, and I'm not kidding you, Mike, 10 miles, probably no kidding, 10 miles out, I see this airplane, like 10 miles out turning base. And I thought, good Lord, I could... I could have wrapped it around. That L2 just takes no room at all, I mean, that's what's so cool about it. I could have been down and off the runway before that guy came in. So anyway, I slowed it down and just waited. And, 10 minutes later, here he goes. But, fun stuff this weekend. It's a great little airplane. I'm looking forward to heading down to Monroe, North Carolina to have some fun. It's going to be good stuff down there.
How many horsepower does that airplane have?
Well, Mike, I have 65 and I use them all.
Tell the folks what you were telling me the other day about when you went flying over the hills.
Yeah, I was watching the hill the other day. I said, God, that hill is just, it's just taking forever to get around the side of the hill. I was telling Mike, I said, I looked down at the GPS, and it was indicating 20 knots, or 20 miles an hour at ground speed. So we had a hellacious headwind that morning, or that afternoon. But I wasn't in any hurry. I was having a good time. You know, so.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's real flying.
But let me tell you what, I got on the other side of that hill, buddy, and I was moving on down the road, man. You know?
About 65?
Yeah, at least, you know?
Wow.
So, having fun with it. I'm having
that
a great
is awesome.
Time.
That is awesome, though.
Sure.
Well, good deal. Well, you know, I really appreciate you helping out on the show tonight. But before we get out of here, I wanted to talk about some upcoming events. We got Warbirds Over the Glades, November 7th and 8th in Delray Beach, Florida. And then next weekend, we have Warbirds Over Fort Valley, which is November 12th and 13th, Fort Valley, Georgia. That's your old field, isn't it?
I know. I really wish I could go down there for that, but I'm going to be in Stuart, Florida. So,
And then, of course, December 3rd and 4th in Andersonville, Georgia, we got the Southern Dawn Patrol. This is a fantastic World War I event, and I would highly encourage anyone interested to show up for that. I'll be posting the links of these on the episode thread on RC Scale Builder, and you can also find all these events on myrcevents.com.
Are you going to that, Mike?
To what? Southern Dawn Patrol? Yeah, I think.
Yeah, you're
going
to
Jason, yeah, we're talking about going down there maybe and spending the night and checking it out. But that'd be fun. I mean, it'd be great to see those guys and watch those old planes.
I wish I could go to that.
Yeah. And our recommended site of the week is the Giant Scale Warbirds Association.
Awesome.
Awesome. Those guys, Chris Joyner and Bobby Post, and those guys, they do a great job, and they spread the word about these big warbirds we like to fly, and we have lots of events because of them, thankfully.
You want to take a quick last call?
Let's do it.
All right. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hey, this is Matt from California. I called you last week.
Yeah, Matt. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I just want to tell you, I signed up as a site supporter.
I saw that, and thank you very much. We appreciate your support, and man, you know, welcome to the family, so to speak.
Yeah, thanks. I'm kind of a reformed turbine guy, and I think I want to get back to doing something with wood, but it's maybe easier for me to build a wood jet, so I'm looking at one of these Palmer Cougars if I can ever get around to it. But I figured I'd stop in the site and pick up some tips from you guys.
Yeah, there's some great builders. You know, jets are such an interesting thing. You would think we would have more of them being a scale site, but surprisingly we don't. And I think a lot of that is because of, you know, so many of them are so prefab now, but we do have some guys actually building jets on the site. So, and it's kind of interesting, but, man, thank you so much for becoming a site supporter. We really appreciate it, and we're glad to have you.
All right, guys. Absolutely. Thanks.
All right, folks. Well, that's going to wrap it up for tonight, I think. And, man, had a great time, Matt. Thanks for sitting in with me.
Thank you, Mike. Sorry you couldn't find anybody else. It had to be me. I'm sorry about that, man.
Well, you know, it just happens that way sometimes. And actually, I like having these shop talk shows because, you know,
that's
a lot
good
of
stuff.
Fun.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean that. I just meant, you know, I could have had Dave Platt co-host with you. I'm sorry you had to go to the bottom of the barrel tonight.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Been fun. Been fun hanging out with you.
Well, that's going to wrap up another episode, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week with another great interview besides Matt Jolly and some more information about what's going on in RC Scale. And thanks to everyone that called in tonight. We really appreciate it. Be sure and join us on rcscalebuilder.com and listen for more great programming here on Warbird Radio. And until next time,
don't fly like Mike Chilson.
Don't fly like Mike Chilson and measure twice and cut once.
There you go.
Take care.
Bye, bud.
Bye.